Hi, and welcome to GamerCast, episode 170. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And I'm Catherine.
This is the episode recorded on the 20th of September, 2009.
Soon, ODST.
Yeah, ODST is Tuesday, so that'll be a bit of fun.
Yep.
Have you guys seen District 9 yet?
Nope.
I don't think so.
You haven't seen it yet.
I went and saw it, and it was good, but also exciting, and kind of like, there was this scene where they had all of these 4x4s, and I was like, those are supposed to be warthogs, dagnabbit. It would have been cool if they had made the Halo movie the way they made that film.
Okay.
But, yeah.
In ever more important news...
Yes.
I refreshed the website this week.
Pushing the magical refresh button.
Yeah, it looks a bit different.
Half-life
very
colors.
Orangey.
We're just waiting for a new album art to come down the line for October.
Yep, when I get a few suggestions from someone relating to what it should be like.
Well, it should be like I've already done as a draft.
What the logo?
So I'm thinking it has the word GamerCast at the top. And then it's a black background with like an orange gradient on it somewhere, and then you just fill in something else.
Yeah, you have to help me come up with ideas for that.
Adam, what ideas have you got for the album art?
You mean for the after the GamerCast and the orange gradient, you mean the something else?
Yeah. Because obviously the GamerCast word doesn't fill the entire space. Actually, maybe we'll have the writing in black and have the orange gradient behind the writing.
The writing does look a bit big.
Yeah, well, it's because I did the original at 640 by 640 and then I scaled it down to 144.
Because like, that looks alright because it's got the shadow casting down it.
Yeah.
Whereas that looks like a big blob.
Yeah, I had to basically fill that because... It won't scale down with the shadow on it.
Right. So we're not going to go for cartoon versions of us again?
We could do, but we have to make them look different, like cooler
somehow.
But
they were just avatars.
Yeah, it's just sketches of our avatars. If anybody who's listening can come up with an idea...
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I would be gratefully...
That's where I was going.
Okay. Yeah. That was the point of it.
So people have to try and decide what we're going to put in that space.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few, a few thinks about. I'll have a think about it even, but I don't know. I can't think of anything at the moment.
So yeah, if you've got any suggestions or like images which you know you think would be a good sort of idea,
appropriate images
or direction to go into,
appropriate images, not just images. God knows what we get.
Okay, just
like,
send them...
Portal forums people listening.
Just send them to feedback@gamercast.net or blast them over to our Twitter thing, which is twitter.com/gamercast.
Yep, just send it either a direct message if you're following them or a reply with a link.
And if you want it to be some sort of picture and you don't know how to describe it, just give it a rough sketch, even if you're not any good at drawing. I imagine between me and Catherine, we might be able to actually draw it. Looking kind of cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, the obvious sort of things would be a controller or a microphone.
I wanted to stay away from that when I did stuff originally for it.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, things are copyrighted. I didn't really want to do anything copyrighted.
Well, that's the thing. You'd have to find, you know, a public domain. Because you couldn't use, like, an Xbox 360 controller, obviously. You'd have to, like, have a drawing of a generic controller.
Yep.
That's the thing. Is the Xbox, you know, an image of the Xbox 360 controller is copyrighted, but if you drew it yourself, is that copyrighted?
Well, you're drawing, well, it becomes like fan art then, which is a bit...
Yeah. But because we don't make any money off the show, it's that whole fine line of whether we can get away
with
it.
Well, no, I mean, we shouldn't do it, because, you know, at the end of the day, that design is designed by them.
Well, yeah, it's better
for
something
original.
Yeah, we
need to something.
I mean,
I've just been told that the system is unavailable and I've just been signed out of Microsoft Messenger. Okay. Bye-bye, Messenger.
Yeah, there was a security refresh, which is required to sign in after a certain date. That might be today.
Yeah. Joy.
So they might have rolled that down.
That happened to me yesterday.
Or we could have, like, similar to what we've got now, only stick Catherine in there and sort of make the characters look sort of darker
my
and cooler.
So much cooler.
And, like, shadowed and everything, so they look kind of cool against the background.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But it might be difficult to do.
I'm not sure what
you can get a hold of the avatars off the Xbox website, can't
well, yeah,
you?
But we can't use the avatar directly because obviously...
No, but I mean for a reference point of drawing, because I'm hardly going to go sit in front of the Xbox and try and draw me avatar and everyone else's.
Anyway, enough of this. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes, let's move on from the website.
Yesterday was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr,
no, I've geez. Completely forgot. I'm so disappointed.
Arr.
Okay, Paul.
Ow. Quit it.
A couple of things were going on. Like Adam mentioned before, in WoW they were doing Talk Like a Pirate boat. Stuff.
Yeah, there's a boat in Booty Bay that you could go and find.
There was an achievement to get. Paul didn't log in yesterday because apparently he thought I meant it was today. So he didn't get that. But all it was you get pirate clothing from someone and talk to another pirate, and they'd put a buff on you that turned you into a pirate as well.
So you get to keep the pirate clothing?
I'm not sure, it didn't actually state anywhere, because I looked on the WoW website to see if they did. But...
A lot of seasonal stuff expires when the seasonal like thing is over.
Yeah, so it might have had like a 24-hour last, or well, depending on when you got
and
it.
And I just had a quick trip around Dalaran and didn't see anyone wearing any weird clothes.
Oh yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah, and they would have still been wearing them if they got them. Either that, or they'd expire after maybe a couple of days.
Yeah. Shame. I still need to get my pirate's hat.
Also...
What's going on with Star Wars Galaxies?
Wait, no, I haven't finished talking about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. LucasArts also did...
Hey, didn't they do Star Wars Galaxies?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
LucasArts did 50% off the special edition of Secret Monkey Island, which...
Ooh.
Is alright, but I played it the other day and I thought it looked absolutely horrible from the original. And then also Telltale Games, who do all the point and clicks recently, so like Sam and Max, Strong Bad, Wallace and Gromit, because they also did The Tales of Monkey Island, and they were giving away the first episode for absolutely free. So
ooh,
I picked up a copy of that. Haven't played it yet though. But yeah.
You can't complain with free.
Nope, you can't.
Unless it's shit and wastes your time.
Well, apparently it's really good. And they do really good games.
Speaking of free games, I was just on my Mac earlier in Windows mode, and I just opened up Steam, and I was looking at the stuff that's mine.
Oh yeah, Steam doesn't run on a Macintosh, does it?
No. So I've got the games I've got. So I've got Dawn of War 2, and then it's got all my Half-Life games. And then at the bottom, it has... Unreal Tournament 3 to install with 4 hours remaining. Does that mean it's free for me for 4 hours?
Yeah.
But only for 4 hours and then it uninstalls again.
Well, it basically just locks.
Okay. Never seen it before. So I just asked the question.
Well, that's what I did a few months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were doing weekends of free play and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you bought it for a tenner.
I think about £7, wasn't it?
Actually, yeah, it probably was something, but it was pretty cheap.
Okay.
Right. Next one.
They're doing a new update on Galaxies.
Great.
I know. I saw this. It's based off a book or a comic.
Based off Joe Schreiber's book called...
Is this the zombie thing?
Yeah. It's coming in October, and it's called Death Troopers.
Basically, there will be zombies.
Well, yeah.
Wookiee zombies.
They're trying their best to try and revive it. Apparently, they shut down 12 servers a few days ago.
Wow, 12?
Yeah. They had loads. And they're offering free transfers at the moment if you happen to have your character on one of those servers.
I haven't logged in ages.
Quite bad. Yeah. Well, I haven't played it in. Maybe 2 years, 3 years.
I
haven't played it at all. I play World of Warcraft.
Last time I was playing
a game where they're adding servers.
Would have been 2005 is the last time I was playing at Hardcore. Mm-hmm. And I only went as far as the second expansion pack and jumped to Lightspeed. I didn't like any of the other ones. I spent most of the time playing in the ships and actually doing anything else. But yeah, it isn't a bad attempt. I imagine they're trying to do it quickly before the new Star Wars MMO comes out, which is just going to rock.
You hope.
I do hope. I must admit, it could be an absolute fail. I've been looking at Champions Online, and that has been getting really bad knockbacks because it's really, really buggy, like War is, and it judders a lot. They did a last-minute patch when it was released, which has really screwed up the archetype power sets, which means that if you don't actually go for kind of like DPS, ranged DPS, or tank, or healer, if you don't actually try and spec like that, it actually becomes incredibly hard to play the game. So, I think they're all being disappointed. They keep pushing me back to just wanting to play WoW.
I feel quite good. I haven't felt like playing WoW in ages.
I haven't played in ages because I don't have an office table to play it, and I have to put my Mac on my drawing board. It means my wrists are elevated to actually use a mouse and my gaming pad. And I tried playing WoW, and all of a sudden I was like, what's that sensation in my hand? Oh, my hand's gone numb. I can't control. I can't even grip the mouse anymore. So I just kind of logged out and was like, yeah, I'm going to have to wait until I get a table to play this.
I just don't have the time for it anymore.
No, I haven't. I've been too busy doing a lot of drawing and stuff lately that I've not got around to it. And playing on my console. I've really been getting into playing Batman and Fable 2.
Yeah, woo.
Woohoo. What's this next one?
Okay, the next thing I don't have any details on, though.
Okay.
Want to try and look something up?
Yellow light.
On Watchdog the other day on the BBC, they had a thing about the slim PS3s, claiming they've got some yellow light of death or something.
They just wanted to join in, didn't they, with the three rings of death?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure on if
this
is true.
Well, the PS3s would
though,
suffer
cause...
from the yellow light of death, the old ones, anyway.
Mm.
That's a known fault.
What yellow light of death?
The light goes yellow and it doesn't work.
I never had anyone return that. It's just they don't work.
The only thing I can think of is it's a, like the original Xbox One had the same, it was an orange light of death or something on the Xbox One, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the light, which would normally be green, would turn red if there was something wrong with it.
Yeah, but that very rarely happened. I never saw one ever come in for that. I just knew about it.
I've never seen an Xbox with that.
I have.
And I'm just guessing that the PS3 obviously has the system built into it, but it's never it's not a common fault. It doesn't normally go wrong. So maybe whatever they've done to create this slim version is really getting a bit of a hiccup, like the Xbox was.
Yeah, apparently they've had Watchdog have had loads of people moaning at them about it. Because I don't think they actually looked into it much.
Mm. That's the thing, though. That's where it's going to knock on Sony, because Microsoft had a real issue with the fact of all the three red lights of death system happening, but they were very quick to pick it up and go, yeah, we will fix everything. And people were helped really well. And if this new PS3 is going to go the same way, it all depends whether or not Sony's got the money to be able to help the customer as much, because if they can't help the customer as much as did on Xbox, if someone previously owned an Xbox and go, all right, well, okay, you're not going to help me as well as Microsoft would, I'm going back to Microsoft, screw you, Sony. They're going to lose customers if they're not careful, but see how it goes with it.
Yeah. Can you get anything from that?
Not really. No. Sony didn't like it referred to as a yellow light of death because it implies a single fault is, you know, a single fault is common to all the failures.
Well, yeah. I've never had one of those anyway. I've seen anyone with one of those. It must be super rare.
Mm.
What? Unwilling to pay Sony for a refurbished PS3, customers often turn to independent console repair businesses. All the slimline PS3s are under fucking warranty. At the store, yeah. Because they're all within 6 months.
It came out, like, under a month ago. Or was it a month ago now? I don't know.
It shows the people who bought them are special.
Oh, this is interesting. Watchdog asked an independent console repairer I won't name him, so he's not going to get too much business out of us, to attempt this repair on 16 viewers' consoles which had the yellow flashing light problem. After being disassembled and heated in the guy's special oven, all 16 machines began working again, much to the delight of their owners. Unfortunately, of the 16 repaired, 5 have since stopped working again.
Well, if it's solder, then it's down to fucking... Sorry, swearing. It's down to heat then, so it's the bloody customer's fault.
Yeah.
Why?
They might be keeping it in a bloody confined area.
Yeah, a lot of people really
are
bad.
Most kids that have PS3s pile shit on top of them.
Yeah. I've always made sure that mine have always got good ventilation.
Come on. If the solder is actually being affected, then the temperature the console must get up to is well over 150 degrees.
It's got two fans, either side, I think, or it's just one fan. And it gets so bloody hot when we have the PS3 on because it's next to the 360. Even though there's a gap between it, it heats everything up.
The only thing I can think of is that the amount of space inside the PS3, because that's changed, maybe that's what's helping the issue. Before, you had quite a large console. Now it's a very confined space, and technically it's supposed to be the same hardware in there with a few minor changes. So,
well, it's not the same hardware. It's obviously all been it's all the smaller die size now.
Yeah.
And it's built in a smaller process.
But, you know, that's a smaller area to heat up compared to the library, so I don't know if that has any effect.
Well, there was one dude who posted... This is for one of the original ones. And he's posted a link to what he did to fix it. Oh, the link just goes to a blog with thousands of articles on.
That's
very
good.
Very useful.
We won't spend our time reading that one. Well, it's interesting, though, that it...
And then someone's quoting their room temperature here and says his room temperature is 17 to 20 degrees. Honestly, the room temperature won't really make much difference unless you're living in flipping Iran in the middle of summer and you don't have air conditioning like they all do.
Or like Australia.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Or unless you live in north of Canada and you always play with your console outside, you know, I doubt it'll have any issues then apart from completely freezing solid.
Consoles don't like getting cold just like they don't like getting hot. So really? Like how on the whenever you'd get like an old console, they'd have in the back of the manuals for them like you
they
know
have
pictures.
An operating temperature range.
So like they can't get too hot and they can't get too cold, they've got to be like room temperature kind of thing. Because if they get too cold, then it can cause water inside.
Condensation.
That's wrong. Yeah. Which would then screw it up.
No, that's very true.
Yep. Okay, that's it. Cause, yeah.
So moving watch on. Out for the yellow light of death. Yes.
Batman. We can talk about Batman, Arkham Asylum, and some sort of insane night map pack. Yes. Whatever one of those is.
Now, they announced that they were working on something, and my mate was saying, yeah, they're working on something new for Batman Arkham Asylum. And then I came home and found it was actually been released, so I don't know what he found is yet to come out, or it was actually this. But the map pack includes...
Do we have any 3D glasses?
No. Oh, I have some at home with a game, but not here.
Oh.
Sorry, Adam, 3D glasses? He's looking at space pictures. Astronomy pictures.
In 3D. Basically it comes with two maps. Neither of them are maps from the game. So when you play the maps on the standard game, they're normally levels created from the original game that they use for either beating people up or actually doing the silence attacks. And this one, there's silent attacks and then there's the combat, and the combat is not a you've got so many rounds to complete, it is last as long as you can,
survival mode,
so you just keep you just keep going and going and going and going until you finally give up. And obviously the more combos you do, the more your life refills back up, so you've got to keep rolling those combos out to last as long as possible.
I'm gonna go at it. I need really shit.
Yeah, I didn't last very long at all. I'm not that good at the combo stuff. I prefer the whole sneaking around and taking people out. But when I went on the other map, that one was quite good because of the fact that unless they are making new content at this moment, or it was a level that was never put in, it's all brand new, this level. So I didn't know where I was, what I was doing. I've never been in it before. So either this is something for new content that's coming up that they just pulled aside, or they made it just for this level. So once I got my bearings, there's plenty of places to hide, some things to blow up. But there's one part where you have to complete. So you have a checklist of the things you've got to do. And one of them was leave the guy in red till last, which is the only one I can do.
Oh, yeah, it had different things, didn't it? I remember seeing that.
Yeah. The other one was take someone out when they get to the top of the stairs. And I never managed to get anyone climbing up a ladder at the right time when I was stood there. And I didn't know if I was supposed to wait for a button or if I'm supposed to hide around the corner or what. And then the other one was actually fall through the flooring and attack the person that was below. And it kept saying upgrade needed for that one.
Yeah,
so I
saw that as well.
So unless I've got to play the game enough to get an upgrade to be able to do that. But I did fall through the floor once by accident, but it wasn't in an attack.
Yes,
so
by accident.
Yeah, I think someone shot at it or something like that, but I fell through and I got killed. But, yeah, it's quite a good map. A bit disappointing that it's only two, though, but at the same time, it is free.
Yeah, so you can only download it. Well, you've got gold, haven't you?
Xbox Live? I don't have it on Xbox Live.
You're on bloody PS3. Okay, on the 360, you can't download it yet if you haven't got gold.
Right.
Or you couldn't download it the other day when I was told
to
download it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's free, Silver members have to wait a week anyway, don't
they?
Yeah. So I forgot you had it on the PS3 because you got the bloody Joker as a character. One thing I have to nag about, though, on the new map pack, when it loaded up, the texture that was behind Batman on the wall looked really low res. I don't know if it's because they're just working on this stuff at the moment or if it was put together really quickly, but I was a bit disappointed in that because everything else in the game so far has looked really high quality.
Yeah. I don't know. You mean the bit where Joker's talking at him as he's playing with the gloves before he moves on?
In the insane night map package thing, when I did the beat 'em survival one.
I wasn't really paying attention. I had one quick go, died incredibly quickly. I'll have another look.
I don't know. Unless it hadn't loaded properly, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Either way, I was like, meh.
Well, yes, you had Real Engine, didn't it? So it does
it'll take a few seconds to load it in, but it didn't seem to change, at least when I was looking.
I'm hoping that they do more stuff, because it would be nice if they can actually, even if it's paid for expansions, which I think it might be what they're working on at the moment, would be quite cool, just for the fact of using either other characters, which wouldn't be too hard to create if they're creating bad guys for this, or at least just some thug, and you've got to go around and clear out the levels again, and just work your way through, or do something. It would be quite cool, because the levels have already been created, but ooh, there's an app.
No, he's just making noises.
We're looking at some scary statues on Easter Island. And I just had to make the sound because that's what they'd sound like if they could talk.
Oh, yeah.
With the big noses and the big foreheads.
It's actually like one with kind of big eyes.
And a hat on.
So it's not the normal kind of looking ones.
All right. And it would go, ah.
Yes, apparently.
Ah.
So yeah, Matt Pacquiao.
And this guy here would go, shit, I'd drop me toolbox.
Okay, Paul. Okay. Sorry, Adam, keep talking.
So yeah, Matt Pacquiao is pretty cool. Download it, it's free, might as well. The thing that I found a bit weird about it was, I don't know about on the Xbox version, but on the PlayStation version, instead of it being in with the rest of the other maps, you actually had to go to the downloadable content.
Yeah, on the 360, everything goes there. So, like, the Scarecrow map that I got has gone there.
Yeah. So that was a bit kind of bizarre.
Well, and it doesn't tell you where it goes to either.
Yeah,
so you kind of got to look around for it.
Yeah, because I like with Street Fighter, you can download them for Xbox Live. but you can also go to downloadable content, and it just opens up the Xbox Live window there with all the stuff to download as a shortcut. So when I saw that in Batman, I just thought, yeah, if I click on that when there's downloadable content, it'll show me the downloadable content, I'll click on it, it'll just open up the store for me. But I didn't realise that's where I get it from when I got it from the store.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
Yeah, so it was a bit kind of bizarre way of going about it, but once you figure it out quite quickly. The only advantage to it is they do put up new near each one of the things you can click on when something new is
that
locked
is good
a statue or even locked a bio of a character or the new map. So at least you kind of go, ah, new on that. Yeah, I'll click on it. But hopefully some more stuff comes out because it is a good game. A bit short, but I've got to the end and I'm on the last boss. And I'm finding it incredibly hard and frustrating, and I get bored incredibly quickly. But I will get past it. Determination. But yeah, Batman rocks. Mm-hmm. Well, so it was Skate 3 announced. I watched the opening trailer.
Skate, for those that don't know, is the skateboarding game that Adam likes instead of Tony Hawk's now.
Well, it's got an innovative control system.
I must admit, for a skateboarder, it's good. But this one, the only features that seem to be new is the fact that it's more about working in a team doing things. And now you can create your own graphics, as in graphics for boards and t-shirts, I presume, what it said. Videos, which was the same as before, but hopefully a bit more intuitive. And you can create skate parks. So it's probably going to be the same game again, better graphics, new tricks, new environment. But anybody who's a skate fan, once you've completed the first one, and then you also and a new one's given to you, you'll complete that one. It's just another game to just work your way through and do something different with a completely different environment. So I must admit, I'm not going to go crazy for it, because I haven't even got Skate 2 yet. I've not got around to buying it yet. I'm still enjoying playing Skate 1, to be honest. But hopefully it'll be good. But obviously EA are kicking it out because Tony Hawk's is trying to come out with this new plastic skateboard that'll wear a hole in your carpet. To be honest, I think
that's why you don't like it, is it? Because it's Tony Hawk's.
No, I am actually quite I'm tempted for the plastic skateboard. I like the idea of it, but I don't know. It's gonna Tony
Hawk's.
You
know you want it.
Yeah, I want it, but Tony Hawk's is gonna have to pull out some massive big stocks. Yeah, it's stocks. I was trying to. I can picture them. The phrase "pull the stocks out" or whatever.
Not suck.
Yeah, it is going to have to not suck to beat Skate 3. But then Skate 3, you know, EA may drop the ball. They've got it running pretty good. First two games have been absolutely excellent. To be honest, I can't see them mucking it up. I think they're going to have to make a lot more skates before they do that really bad one, like all industries do. They think we'll just change it a little bit, and the fans go, no, you've changed it. My life is over. But hey, should be good. But they didn't really show much. The trailer doesn't really. It looks like you're watching Skate 2 or Skate 1. It just looks like a video. It doesn't really show you anything. A few interesting tricks that I've not seen being done before. But bar that, nothing new. Have to wait until more is released or in-game footage. Scribblenauts.
What about?
I watched.
This is the game where you draw stuff and stuff happens, isn't it?
Test its limits.
Yeah,
I've been playing it. I've had a go on an American copy, and you don't draw anything. You have to type it in.
You just write in what you want.
Oh yeah, you type
and it appears.
And then it comes up. Yeah,
I know.
In tablet PC land, we draw things.
I know. So is Scribblenauts coming up with the PC?
No.
Oh. I just had it in my head that you were going to draw stuff and it would appear.
It's always been, because it's called Scribble, I guess. Yeah. Whereas the other one was like Drawn to Life, so you drew the stuff.
I think it's because I've got a physics game on my iPhone that you actually draw shapes and it will actually create the shapes and the bounce around the level and stuff.
Yeah, I've got several games like that. One of them I've got for Windows. It's called Fun, Phun. It's freeware. I think it's written in OpenGL, so it's probably available for Linux as well. I doubt they bothered porting it to macOS, but that's quite good. But there's also Crayon Physics Deluxe, which is awesome.
Got.
And that was originally a tablet PC game and I'm sure Catherine has seen me play it many times.
Everyone knows what it is as well. It's
the iPhone port was done by a different developer who just bought the name, and it isn't as good.
They've brought two out now, but anyway, I'm a bit
disappointed. Fun is good, though, because it's literally just a physics playground.
Was that the one you were playing the other day? When you played it last week.
Oh, when I was splashing water around. Yeah, that's okay. Fun.
But I must admit, it's pretty good. The tutorial is pretty extensive to try and allow you to work out how you do everything.
Can you skip the tutorial?
I wouldn't recommend it. You'll be bouncing all over the place because it kind of explains how he works. Because he does, to control him, you have to click at certain places to make him move to him, and he does everything automatic. And there's a lot of things you can pick up, put down, and you'd be clicking on the screen for ages trying to work out what to do. Wherever you just spend 3 minutes going through the tutorial, which, as long as you read fast, it goes through fast. I was having to read everything a couple of times just to work out what I was doing, but bar that, it's not like it's going to take a long time. The tutorial takes as long as it takes for you to read. And you just click next, yep, I get that. Go click here, yep, you got to pick this laser gun and shoot this target. Okay, picked it up, shot the target, yeah, I get it. Okay, next. And you just keep going through, and then it kicks you out into the level. It jumps in between two modes going through the levels as you unlock different worlds like you would in Mario. You have the action mode, which I haven't had a go on yet, and then a puzzle mode. So I was going with a puzzle mode, and I had these people stood next to me, and it said, you've got to put an item in their hands that would feel right with them. So I had a policeman and a fireman and a chef and a doctor. So I wrote gun, and a gun came out, so I put it in the policeman's hand, and he was happy. Then I wrote out fire hose, and a fire hose came out, so I put that in the fireman's hands. And then I tried to write things you hear the heartbeat with doctors. I can't say
stethoscope.
Yeah, that.
Hearoscope.
Yeah, but okay. I couldn't.
Catherine has to go.
Okay. I couldn't spell it, but it did come up with the correct spelling. It worked out what I was trying to write.
It's called spell check.
Yeah, it gave me an option of different words, and I went, oh, that's the one, clicked it, and out comes the stethoscope, and oh, I'm not going to say it.
Think doctors have around their necks.
Yeah, things that doctors have around their necks. And gave that to the doctor, and she was happy, and then I completed the level. But yeah, I got into this bit where I had to go over a ramp, so I kind of like wrote ramp, and I made my own ramp, and then I wrote skateboard, and got a skateboard, and went over the ramp, and different things like that. So I must admit, it's quite extensive for what you can create. As long as it's not copyrighted, or rude, or something to do with alcohol, or anything like that, it'll have it in there. You can even, like, I wrote fox, and the fox pops out. But the cool thing is, you know, like, when you play like the old Mario, when it came up, it would be like press start to continue, but you'd watch Mario run around on the screen.
Yeah.
The opening sequence is like that, but you can actually play on the game before you hit start. So he's just stood there, and you can randomly make him run backwards and forwards. And I wrote fox, and a fox appeared, and he put it on the floor, and he petted him. You know, if you wanted to, you could sit there before you hit start and just write T-Rex and then Rhino, and then put a T-Rex and a Rhino and make them fight against each other.
I know one thing you could try doing. Try typing in Tiktaalik and see if anything comes up.
I want to try typing in prostitute.
Yeah, type in prostitute.
But it's a 3 plus or a 7 plus, and I'm sure there's limits on what you can put in. You can type in, like, I can't. It was on Kotaku. They had a thing.
Can you type in Tiktaalik, please, Adam?
Has he got it? Have you got it with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you import it, or is it a friend?
No, it's a US version.
So you imported it.
Yeah. Sorry. I was trying to read while I was talking. Hang on a second. It's just opening it up. It's telling me it's licensed.
Well, what about, can you type in Archaeopteryx and have something come up?
Hang on.
Or Homo habilis?
I wonder if you could type in, like, planet names. And if it will do the planets.
Yeah, come on,
then
Adam.
Then it should, like, fall
okay,
off.
Okay, I'm on the start
live
screen.
Demo. Come on, Adam.
Okay, right. What shall I type?
Tiktaalik.
How do you spell it?
T-I-K.
T-I-K.
T.
T.
Double A.
Double A.
L-I-K.
It's come up with Taiko. It's spelled T-A-I-K-O. Nope.
Something well, no, it's going to give him examples of what you could have.
Yeah, it gives loads
I
of
I want Tiktaalik.
Oh, poor shush.
If there it doesn't have Tiktaalik, what's the point in it?
It does have a rules of saying, you know, only things that come under this will exist.
Well, but yeah, animals are in it, right?
Yeah.
So and why isn't Tiktaalik in it?
Apparently Einstein's in it. And Kraken.
Type in Lenin. See if Mr. Mm-hmm. Lenin comes up.
All right, I just wrote Lenin.
L-E-N-I-N.
That'd be a bit weird. There we go.
Lentil. Lupin. Lynx.
Nope, just try typing in Homo habilis.
I doubt he's got it, but... Homo.
Space habilis.
Oh, you can't put space in, it has to be all one word.
Oh, what? Okay, just put in...
You're just trying to come up with something else.
That it won't have.
Put in Australopithecus.
Hey, you're just giving big words. How the hell... The other thing is, half the stuff, you know, you're trying to do it, and you're like, oh, that'd be really cool. The kid's going to have to put the game down and go find the damn dictionary to now spell it.
I know how to spell it off the top of my head.
All right.
A-U-S.
A-U-S.
T-R-A.
T-R-A.
L-O-P.
L-O-P.
I-T-H-E.
I-T-H-E.
C-U-S.
C-U-S. That it?
Yep.
Can I give examples of things that you can put in it?
It's come up with that. Abacus.
It's not going to have any of your stuff, Paul.
Why doesn't it have any of my animals?
Okay, you can have a priest in a tank. Apparently.
Look, there's Tiktaalik. He's cool.
I remember him.
That's the noise he would make if he was alive.
You can have a tax man with a machete.
I got a tank. It's a brown tank.
It's stupid, but you can put Rick Astley in it. You guys know who he is, yeah?
Oh, that retard. Oh, God. Shit.
You can put him in it.
Nodes.
You can put a keyboard cat in it.
Nodes.
They've, tried to put in as much as possible. But isn't that a really nice picture?
You know, when you're playing... I said this earlier, so I'm obviously repeating stuff, but you were answering the phone. You know, you're playing Mario, and it's got the only sequence Mario runs backwards and forwards. Before you hit start.
He's talking to you.
Wait, what?
You know when you're playing Mario, and you've
Which
got, like...
Which Mario? The... Sorry.
Old side-scrolling one.
Okay.
Any of those Nintendo. And you know you see Mario on the screen and he's running backwards and forwards on a level, but you can't do anything apart from hit start. Well, the opening of Scribblenauts is exactly the same, but you actually can control him. So before
That's
you hit start...
That's what me and Charlotte were doing for our little Lash LaRue game.
Yeah. So
I like it when games do that.
I haven't even hit start to go into the game, and I've got the option to run around this simple basic level, hit my sketch pad out, and... It does allow you to hit a notepad out, and you will actually, if you write, it will recognize your handwriting and allow you to do it that way if you don't want to sit here and use a keyboard and type and stuff.
That's cool. It comes out here on the 9th of October.
Oh, try putting in Celia Camp.
Paul, it's not going to have any of this.
It doesn't even have a MacBook. Let's try it.
Does it have an iPhone?
No, it's got a Mac, and it's got a MacBook and a market. It did say anything that is copyrighted won't be in it.
Oh, okay.
Try putting in computer.
Oh, it's actually a 12 plus.
So it might have prostitutes in it. Have you tried planets yet? Do planets come up?
I got a computer.
Yeah, screw the computer. Can you get the planet to come up? Just put in Saturn or something.
I wonder if I can get it deeper anywhere. I'm going to have to get it. To test its limits. And then I can just leave you with it, typing all your stuff in to see what's in it. You'll be there for hours.
Okay, well, it's funny that the things, somebody says you can type in anything and it comes up.
Well, yeah, but that's
all
the
things I just decided to type in did not come up.
That's how it's always going to be.
They should have hired me.
I typed in the moon and it comes out and the moon's on a piece of string and you hang it up in the sky and it goes dark.
I said type in a planet.
All right, give me a planet.
Saturn.
So, I can spell that one. Yeah, comes up with Saturn.
Yeah, try putting in Titan.
T-I-T-A-N.
What does it do?
Brings out this really big guy. Whoa, he's trying to beat me up.
Titan in it, not Titan.
Okay. Well, that's okay, as long as it puts Sunny in.
I'm going to order that now.
And he was kicking my ass.
But I'll get a fiver off it as well, hopefully.
Okay, Catherine's ordering it right now.
So I might get it for 20 quid.
All right, shall we move on?
Yep, it's your bit next, Paul. Your only bit you're talking about other than the website.
Is it my go? Oh my god. Oh, so basically, because this episode is so short...
Because not much has really been going on.
Who's been scribbling all over this? Is that you? Yeah, basically, I've been playing The Sims 3 this week, so I thought we could do a sort of really late review of The Sims 3.
Quite late, yeah.
Sorry, I just drew a sword and then I was using the sword to kill a tiger.
Yes, Sam. Yeah,
you need to buy this game when it comes out.
She already has.
I'm pre-ordering it now. And I'll get it around the same time.
Yeah, so basically...
Sims 3.
Yeah, basically, The Sims 3 can be described as following. It's The Sims 2, only easier.
Yeah.
Easier in what sense? Easier to achieve stuff or easier to actually use the game?
Or easier to get money.
Way easier to get money. I've been playing the game for about 3 or 4 weeks game time, and I own half the town.
Cool.
I literally own it.
So you're saying that it's too easy that you're starting to get bored now?
Yeah, I haven't even played it yet today or...
Yesterday.
I didn't play it yesterday either, so I must be bored of it.
My god.
I must admit, one thing that would be quite nice, I imagine it's the sort of thing they were shoving in an expansion, is the ability to actually go to your job.
But again, yeah, well, you could do that in The Sims 3, because you can just zoom out and walk anywhere you want.
Yeah, so when you go to your job, do you actually carry on controlling that character when he goes to his job?
No, once it's inside another building, it just does its stuff.
Right.
You can only control it when it's outside or in the house. Or in, like, a neighbor's house.
Yeah. See, because before you had to load to go to supermarket or wherever, shops and swimming pool and play park and stuff, it would be quite cool that having a career, that you actually take the Sim to a career, and it's about the controlling the Sim in his day-to-day job sort of thing.
Adam... I don't think I really want to be sat down playing The Sims 3 cleaning somebody's toilet all day.
Hey, no, that'd be cool, because I was like a police officer.
Yeah.
You had to go out shooting Sims.
Yeah, but you had to get the promotion to police officer because you started off as some nub.
Yeah, that's true.
Cleaning somebody's bog. Literally, you started a career in the military. This is my Sims 3 version of Catherine. She started a career in the military as a latrine cleaner.
And ended up as a nuclear physicist.
No, and she ended up going to, I don't know, what were you? Some sort of squadron leader.
You were playing it without me, weren't you?
Some sort of squadron leader eventually, which was like 6 promotions up. Then she moved to the police force.
My voucher still works. Yay.
Then she moved to police force. And then I got bored of that, so I put her into the hospital, and she still has the police car, which is good. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just outside the house.
Yeah, so she's nicked a police car from her old job.
Sweet. I'd be tempted to get it. I must admit, it's one of the games I probably will buy, especially if I can put it on my Mac. But I'm going to wait until the price comes down.
Yeah, the performance is really terrible on a Macintosh, though.
No.
It always is.
Okay.
The Macintosh version needed another gig of RAM over Windows.
Well, it doesn't look too amazing anyway.
Yeah, I mean, graphics-wise, it's similar to The Sims 2, the environment, but it does have some fancy lighting and shadowing.
The lighting and shadowing in the character selection thing was creepy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The character generation is much more sophisticated, and you have a hell of a lot more control over it.
Okay.
Than in previous Sims game. Almost too much control, because you can just stay fiddling with the face and the nose for like half an hour.
Well, that's what they did with Sims 2. It was just stupid. Whereas in Sims 1, of course, you had less.
Yeah, you had like four faces to choose from.
I'm not too keen about playing with it too much until it looks roughly what I want it to look like. I must admit, my mate Scott said that he always wanted something similar to that in wrestling games, because when he got bored of playing like SmackDown when it came out, he would go around and collect all of our student IDs, and he would sit there for the evening with all of our uni IDs, using them to create our faces on SmackDown. And
does this guy have nothing better to do?
It was a bored night. We were out of money, we couldn't go drinking, and you wanted something interesting to do instead of animating, so he did that, and then we'd come in and sit there getting a few cheap beers and some munchies, and we would watch the computer automatically play SmackDown and watch ourselves have a massive battle. But I suppose you could do this. Well, my point is, you could do the same sort of thing. Of if you were like, oh, I want to create my entire household, so you could get a good photo of your mum and your dad and your sister and your brother and yourself and your neighbours and maybe your aunt or whatever, and actually try and create them as best as you could from a photo. But it's good if you want to go into that much sort of detail, but as soon as I get a character that doesn't look like he's a freak, then I'm happy to carry on playing.
Anyway, so yeah, the character thing is a lot better. You've obviously got the ability to walk around the whole town now. Although I will point out the town is small. Very small. Yeah.
Is it smaller than the maps on number 2?
Shit, they've worked a way around it.
I think it's bigger in that you do have a lot of shops and things.
I suppose because it's more out there, there's more reason to go there, because otherwise the map originally was the surrounding areas of each property and then the property itself, and you would only go to that property.
Yeah, I mean, it's bigger than the original game, definitely.
I can't do it. They cancelled my order that I made yesterday.
What?
Getting it a fiver cheaper.
Oh. Other than that, I mean, it's very similar to The Sims 2. I mean, the game seems to be a bit more slow-paced. You're not running to the toilet quite as often, I don't think, anymore. I think you might have to go once or twice a day, maybe.
Yeah, they did say that's one of the upgrades.
Yeah. And you've also got this new, like, life point system, where you can basically buy additional features for your Sims if you complete, like, their little missions. Like, for example, one of my dudes, his life goal was to become a creature-robot crossbreeder, which was basically, like, level 9 in the science career. So he did that, and he gets, like, 30,000 points to spend on upgrades. So he can buy an iron bladder, so he doesn't have to go to the toilet anymore. And lots of weird little things like that.
That's cool.
So yes, it's the best Sims game out there at the moment, but it's still got lots of finicky little issues, like pathfinding still isn't brilliant. One of my dudes got stuck behind another dude, and he couldn't get out, and he was like cussing and swearing at me. So it's a few issues like that still, but other than that, I mean, it's pretty good if you like The Sims.
I'm sure most people play The Sims.
Yeah, I mean, I've
played it once at least.
I might have played it for about 10 hours, and I think I'm pretty much done with it now.
Well, that's how The Sims is. You play it, you want to play it, you play it for a bit. After that bit has lasted, you just give up and stop playing it.
Yeah, I mean, I've basically maxed my current lot of Sims out. They're all like level 10 in all their skills. You know, they own half the town. You know, there's nothing left.
Fable 2.
There's nothing left to do, really.
I always found that it was one of those games where I enjoyed mucking about, but I just get bored of actually trying to play the game properly.
Yeah. I mean, I think I might save up some money and maybe build a bigger house, simply to have a good play with the house building tools.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's not much in it, really.
So you've never really upgraded the house, you just have gone and bought other properties?
I bought the cheapest house I could, then I just bought all the other shops.
Right.
Because you can buy partnerships in shops, or you could buy the shop like outright to get more income.
Okay.
So I'm basically getting about 40,000 simoleons a week at the moment, just from that.
I suppose the reason why they put that in is because a lot of people play Sims 2 with the money cheat on, so they get more simoleons.
Is it
so
still Rosebud?
I don't know what the cheats are.
They always used to be Rosebud.
Yeah, I've got it written in the back of the manual for Sims 2 somewhere. Because I get bored playing it after a while. I'm just kind of like, no, I just want a bigger house, and I know I can build the house, but I can't move anyone in there because they can't afford it. So I just give them loads of money and have this massive mansion. And
what the fuck?
Yeah, so to sum up Sims 3, it's a good upgrade for anyone who's got The Sims already and are big fans of it. But for ordinary people who don't like girly games, it's... pick it up if it's cheap, but don't pay full money for it.
Okay, I'm just going to moan about the GameStation website. They don't have a search bar.
What?
They've removed it. Obviously, so you have to browse through. I just think that's really retarded.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay, the GameStation website sucks.
Search bar.
On the Paul Smith review, it gets a 1 out of 5.
It's like now I have to look through everything to try and find bloody scribble knots on here.
Oh no, it's got a search bar.
What?
It's at the top.
No.
I got a search bar here. It's underneath Home and Browse Our Products, and it's above Format Type and Shop 4.
Maybe it doesn't accommodate well to small browsers. I'm on my netbook.
Have you got the phone number to the right?
Yes, I see a phone number.
And then to the left of it, you've got Go?
No.
Oh, he's probably not running it. That's crap.
What is the address for GameStation?
Oh, there is
GameStation.co.uk.
Okay.
Do you have a search bar? Okay, so the search bar doesn't work in IE8. Is that it?
Looks like it.
Probably.
That's crap.
Did you find Scribblenauts?
Yeah, it's £25. The cheapest so far I found it is $22.99. So I'm just having a browse about.
That's not too bad. Right. I've lost my show notes again. There they are.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I must admit, that's pretty much it. All I've been doing this week is pretty much sorting out for Sarah's birthday. So I haven't had a chance to really play much video games apart from jumping on Batman when the new maps came out, so...
We've been playing lots of arcade games today, getting each other a gamer score.
Yeah. I did a bit of Geometry Wars for her.
Yeah. I did some rares, and... Where should I get your gamer score in? Oh, Boom Boom Rocket.
Yeah.
I really need to get Trials HD. That is so cool.
We've got it.
Thanks to Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Well, he's been playing all my games and getting gamer score from them.
And he nicked all my games on the server.
Yeah.
Like, the second day I moved in, he browsed through my server to nick all the games.
I can't believe he did that. It's kind of rude. Right.
Yeah, browsing through someone's server. Disgrace.
But it's public, though, to our network.
Well, of course it's public, because otherwise it'd be like, can I have a copy of Stunning Rubber?
Right, I think it's
probably... Yeah, whatever.
He's done it since being in uni. Because, like... People at uni always used to look through their each other's folders if they were shared. I think that's how he got Futurama.
Yeah, we had a shared drive at uni that was called the... it was basically, it had the letter G for the drive. But so it was always called the G drive. And we would always go, there's something cool on the G drive, hint, hint. And someone would have downloaded something and dropped it on the G drive, but it got wiped every evening by the lecturers because it was supposed to be an area where if you went into the sound recording room, you'd dump all your sounds in a folder with your name on it,
and then
you would run down to the animation studio, go log onto your station there, and then yank them off the G drive so you could get all your sound recordings out to shove onto your animation. So it was just your way of moving stuff back and forth because we had so many computers. And this is when memory sticks were small but expensive. I think the largest one I owned, it cost me nearly £60, and it was 128 megabyte.
Pricey.
That's scary.
2 megabyte RAM upgrade, £100.
Pricey.
16 kilobyte RAM upgrade, £12,500.
They were the days when memory was expensive. But
anyways.
Yes, I think
that's it
us
for this week. We'll be back again on the 27th for 171.
Halo will be out by then, won't it?
I will have my Halo 3 ODST review.
Sweet.
Because I'm hardcoring it this week.
Yes,
I do not know if I'm going to be buying it on release date. I may have to wait until...
And I will have my own 360 controller. So I don't really have my own controller here.
I do. I put mine.
Let's have a look at the date. We are living in the 20th. It's out on the 22nd, I presume.
Yeah, it's out on Tuesday.
I won't be able to afford it, if I ever can afford it, until the Thursday. Which is payday!
We just have payday. I got paid on Friday.
I don't get paid until the 24th of every month.
Oh, really?
So hopefully I've got it. If not, I'm just going to have to hope that maybe I get some birthday money that I can put towards it. Most of my birthday money is going to be in Canadian dollars. So I can spend it at Christmas time when I go to Canada.
Why don't you just convert it to sterling now and then convert it back later?
No, that was the whole point, so I didn't spend it. So I can spend it in Canada. But yeah, hopefully I've got a bit of spare money aside that I'll be able to use forward, so I should be able to get it. And then we'll be able to have a bit of a bash on the fire maps, which look so cool. I can't wait to play those. Sweet.
Ooh, right. I get paid soon. I get paid on the 25th, I think.
You got a job?
No, but I have my sources of monies.
That's not bad.
From the interwebs.
I make more in a day, but...
Oh, he's doing all right. Have you heard anything back?
From Southwest Trains?
Mm.
Yeah, I ain't got it.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Damn them.
Yeah, right, they'll give me another job soon, though.
Well, yeah, he's on, like, a thing now because he passed his test.
Tests. Sweet. There were free tests and an interview. Tests. Anyways, right. This isn't really related to GamerCast.
No, it's not related at all, so we should end it off.
We'll close the show and we'll carry on talking. Okay, we'll see you guys...
Next week.
Next week.
See ya.
Laters.